T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, know, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. And we're here, of course, till 1 o'clock. Then Maggie and Bart will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio, delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses, you know where, only at ShopRite. Bro, what can you say about this game last night? What gets me the most aggravated about this game last night, as bad as it was, the fact, you know, Darnold obviously is not playing. Simeon gets knocked out of the game, you know, early in the game. And by the way, it'd be nice if Kelvin Beachum could actually maybe like lay a finger on Myles Garrett, or maybe they actually should help, you know, have somebody help him trying to block the guy. But with that said, okay, with all that, as bad as it looked, the Jets actually had a shot in this game. And if the head coach was competent, you know, but we know he's brilliant. He's a brilliant offensive mind. We know that. The great quarterback whisperer, as Evan points out all the time. He bought coffee once for Peyton Manning. Okay? The great one. The great Adam Gase, who lit up the room with the brilliant owner, Christopher Johnson, and he didn't want to hire Mike McCarthy. He couldn't wait to give Gase the keys to the castle. And I know the Jets stunk. The offense was not good. We understand all of that. But they had chances in this game. Should we start? What do we talk about first, bro? The penalties, which were horrible. And you know, I mean, the Jamal Adams roughing the pass cost him 3 points. The personal, defensive holding on Hairston cost him a touchdown. And when they were off the field on a fourth down.
There was something that eclipsed everything by far in my eyes.
Go ahead.
It's coach related.
Go ahead.
Something that was so bad and so pathetic.
Go.
That it spent basically the entire half, I was cursing him out as Steven Matz allowed Sensatella to tie the game
and then
Trevor Story.
I know.
And that is the fact that this coach quit on his team right before the half.
He did.
Quit on him.
No question about
it. Quit on him.
That's a good way to look at it.
That's the way I looked at it.
Yep.
This coach decided with a minute 45 to go and all 3 timeouts and Cleveland about to be on fourth down, I'm not going to call a timeout.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Cleveland clearly go to the line of scrimmage, waste every second on the play clock, take a delay of game penalty, and then punt the football away. And then I'm going to go into a shell with 48 seconds to go, and there should have been a hell of a lot more time. And then Cleveland's using timeouts because the Browns knew, hey, we'll get the ball back. Well, you had a head coach basically say, I know we have no shot. I'm not even going to try.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened at the end of the first half, and it was disgraceful.
Well, it didn't help that he actually tries to throw a pass. What was that all about? I mean, I think Cleveland only had 2 timeouts left. They could have got out of here without doing anything and just running a ball and going to the locker room down 13-3. Well, why didn't he do that?
Well, once you decide not to use a timeout, then, you're clearly let's get the hell out of there.
And he's throwing passes. He throws that pass over the middle to Bellamy, who should have caught it, by the way.
It was a drop by Bellamy.
He should have caught it. The play was there. But what are you doing? Get out of there. Because you knew they were getting the ball back, and you knew they were going to score points after that.
What I don't understand is, if you don't think the offense is capable of doing anything, which clearly Adam Gase showed you, and you are just going to let the clock expire and go to halftime, then why come out for the second half? Why play?
Right. Well,
what's the point?
I would have done that, though, bro. I would have got out of there 13-3. They had no field position. They were on their own 10-yard line.
No, but that with a minute 40 to go, call a timeout.
Yeah, he should have called timeout before the punt. You're talking about before
the punt. Before the punt.
No question about it.
Once you decide.
You're 100% right about that.
Once Gase quit on his team and didn't call a timeout, No, I agree. Then go to halftime.
Yeah, right.
You've committed
right.
to that.
Right. Of course.
Of course. You can't go halfway.
No.
He went halfway.
He did.
But when he doesn't call a timeout with a minute 40 to go and lets the Browns just milk the clock, we all knew they weren't going for it, he quit. The guy quit. And if he's such an offensive genius, they find a way to do something more than 3 points.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
But it's the quarterback.
Right,
it's the
of
offense.
Course.
Now here's a built-in excuse for this guy. It's everybody else's fault. Yeah. It's not going to be his fault. Meanwhile, what the hell has this guy ever accomplished in the last 10 years?
Well, not only that, but let's go when it's still a game. Let's go to 16-3 now in the third quarter. They still got a shot in this game because the defense has actually played pretty well. I mean, let's be honest. Defense wasn't bad in this game. And by the way, great job by Greg Williams benching that stiff Trumaine Johnson. Good job by him.
He actually got in the game late.
Because Hurston got hurt. That's
right.
The only reason.
No, I know.
That's the only reason.
He had to play in garbage time.
Right,
yeah.
He had to put him in the game.
Yeah.
But I give Williams all the credit for doing that. But with that said, 16-3, they're still in the game. They actually have a nice drive. They're going down the field. A couple nice passes to Robbie. All of that with Fork at quarterback. Now they're on, the 11-yard line, down only 13. It's only the third quarter. Third and two, Le'Veon Bell. He's your offense. Third and two. Don't you give the ball twice to Le'Veon Bell on third and two? Not the quarterback whisperer, not him. He throws the ball into the end zone. What are you doing? And then on fourth down, under pressure, Falk barely gets rid of the ball to Le'Veon, and Le'Veon just can't get there for the first down by a half a yard. And that was the game. And next play is the touchdown to Beckham, and we go to sleep.
The king
unbelievable
of drawing up plays short of the first down marker, even on fourth and two.
Unbelievable.
On third and two from the Cleveland 12-yard line,
gotta
you've
run the ball,
got
bro.
Le'Veon Bell.
Got to give Bell the ball.
Give him a chance to get that first down.
Of course.
And you're right. It's not that if they get in the end zone, the Jets are going to win this game, but it's a different game.
It's a different game.
It's a football
They're in
game.
The game. Anything can happen.
You never know. You force one bad Baker Mayfield turnover, and things can change.
And the Browns would, let's be honest, I know Beckham made a couple plays. The Browns were no world beaters in this game.
No, not at all. Miles Garrett was a world beater.
Yeah,
I know.
All right, abused Beecham.
Right,
game.
And we can simply say Kelvin Beecham stinks, which
he
does.
Right.
But Miles Garrett was a man possessed.
Right.
And he's borderline dirty, but whatever.
Right, right.
Good for him. He's assaulting everybody.
Right.
And
we wish we had a guy like that, by the way.
Well, you know what? Kelvin Beecham can't stop Miles Garrett, but I bet during practice he could stop Leonard Williams.
Oh,
I mean, does he show
up?
Did
Leonard Williams
games?
Even play? Leonard Williams stinks. I mean, how does Leonard, how do you look yourself in the mirror every day? Because you have done nothing. 4 years with this guy, has he made a tackle? Has he had a sack? Was he even in the game last night? Did you even know he was there?
No.
I saw Blake Cashman make plays. I saw Neville Hewitt make plays. I saw this guy I never heard of. Who's 92? How do you say his name? The guy that had the one sack. I never even heard of the guy till last night. I saw him make plays. Basham, that's his name.
Yeah, Terrell Basham.
I saw him make plays. And I even saw the guys in the secondary try to compete. Darrell Roberts actually got an interception later on in the game.
So I thought Hairston played all right,
too. I did.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
These guys actually they actually showed up and played a game last night on defense. Not Leonard Williams. Where the hell was he? He was nowhere.
Well, he is not getting a contract extension from
this
team.
I wouldn't give him a dime.
Because all we heard about is,
wouldn't
he gets doubled, he gets so much attention.
Oh, I'm so tired of hearing that. Excuses of when are we ever going to see Leonard Williams dominate like Miles Garrett did last night?
Never.
You're never going to see it. You know why? Because he's not any good.
No, he's not. I think
give me a break.
I think after a few years now, we can diagnose Leonard Williams as being maybe bust is too strong. Disappointment.
He's a major disappointment.
He's a disappointment.
Major, bro.
And look, as I sat down last night at that stadium, and I'll say one compliment, and maybe it's because it was a Monday night and you went on a Sunday. I thought the crowd was awesome. I thought they were into it. I thought they were loud.
Right.
So,
right.
And again, okay. I think the difference, Joe, is that it's a Monday night.
Yeah.
And I'll be blunt. I think 75% of the stadium was wasted. I mean, really.
Yeah,
I think the booze was flowing.
I'm sure. I have no doubt.
And the place got loud. And the place was into it. So, that's a positive. But I think we all knew coming in, this was going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's just that when you watch the bad, it hurts. Now, let's take a break from the Jets for a second, because we do have breaking news. The New York Football Giants have officially announced that Daniel Jones will be the starting quarterback on Sunday.
And they should. And to be very honest with you, bro, I think it's the right move. Why waste any more time? It's inevitable. and why not do it now?
And I don't think the why is that important. The bottom line is he's doing it. I agree. I think the time is not. I mean, yep. Do it.
Of course.
But Eli Manning's record falling to 500 may have a lot to do with
this. I think you're right about that. Why don't want to see Eli end his career with a losing record.
Why bother?
Yep.
And look, the other day, Pat Shurmur opened the door up by not fully committing to Eli Manning starting for this team. And I think what's become painfully obvious through 2 weeks, not to blame Eli Manning, it's not the reason they're 0-2. But it makes you think, why the hell did you bring this guy back?
Absolutely.
I mean,
why?
Because this isn't good for Eli. Was better off not being back on this team. We knew coming into this year, this was probably not going to be a stellar year for the New York Giants. We had that idea. And so 2 weeks into the season, with it not being Eli Manning's fault, no one's saying it is.
No, of course
now
not.
Now he's going to sit his derriere on the bench for the rest of the season.
Yep.
So I think it's a good decision. I think this is exciting if you're a Giant fan because you get to get a glimpse at your future. You get a chance to see Daniel Jones because this season is not about this season. See, that's the difference between the Jets and Giants. This season was supposed to be about this season for the Jets.
And here's the bottom line with Shurmur now. They have a free pass. Seriously, and I think you agree with this. Gettleman and Shurmur have a free pass the rest of the year now to develop the kid. And the clock really starts ticking on them next season.
No doubt.
That's exactly what's going on with them.
The clock is ticking on James Betcher.
Yes.
And I think
he's fair. He'd be the fall guy.
And he should be.
Right.
I think he should be.
Right.
But I think with Coach Shurmur, because Mike interviewed him yesterday, and he was rough on him, but a lot of it was fair, about why should you be the guy? Why should you be the head coach? And the truth is, Pat Shurmur hasn't given you any evidence he should be the head coach of this team moving forward.
No.
But now he's got the young quarterback.
That's it. That's
now he's got the pupil. Yep. And much like this stiff coaching the Jets will be judged by the development of Sam Darnold.
Right, if we ever see him play.
If we ever see him again, that's how Pat Shurmur is going to be judged. And now it begins. And now we get to see the Daniel Jones era. And as far as Eli is concerned, we've talked about this guy's legacy over and over again. He won 2 freaking Super Bowls. That's incredible.
Yep.
There's a very good chance that Sam Darnold's not winning 2 Super Bowls. Daniel Jones is probably not going to win 2 Super Bowls. That's a big-time accomplishment. And he was a great Giant. And I think 10 years from now, 15 years from now, even the Giant fans that gave him crap will look back on him very, very fondly.
As they should.
But all things have to end. All things eventually have to end.
All things must pass, as George Harrison said once so eloquently.
And this, it seemed as if it was slowly taking a Band-Aid off with Eli Manning over the last 3 years. Because they could have made this change, Joe, a year ago or 2 years ago.
Yep.
The problem is they didn't have somebody to replace him with. Geno Smith was not the guy to replace him with.
No, and certainly Davis Webb wasn't either. But Kyle Laletta.
No, but this guy was taken number 6 overall in this draft. He was damn impressive during the preseason. And now we have a chance to see him. So the Giants make the decision. Daniel Jones will start week 3 of this NFL season.
Yep, and it's the right move by the Giants. No question about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.